Hey Tiggers, it's Coop here, and today I'm answering the question, what do I do with all this time? A lot of us, when we're busy hustling and grinding through the founder and farmer stages, we get used to working really, really hard. And then we get to the tinker stage, and suddenly we've got a little bit of free time. And instead of feeling like free, like, yes, I've done it, perfect day, we actually feel guilty. And I've addressed this concept in previous episodes. So today I'm going to give you a framework that's actually helped me overcome this fear of looking lazy or this fear of looking like I'm a slacker or just another, you know, lazy rich guy that doesn't actually work for their money. And this framework is called the mental athlete. Early on in your career, your labor is the most valuable thing that you have. And so the most valuable thing that you can do is just like work really, really hard from 6 a.m. until 9 p.m. And your labor really isn't worth much because you're not driving much revenue. And so it is more effective for you to be the cleaner. But later, as your business grows, you become more valuable in other roles. And so hiring a cleaner for $12 an hour means that you can level up your income, your effective hourly rate, by working on higher value tasks. And eventually, as you work all the way through farmer phase, you start to shed these lower value tasks. And at some point, your effective hourly rate is higher than what you would charge for a one-on-one personal training session. And that is the point where you are the CEO. And that's where your job description changes. Now, up to that point, you know, we've been saying all along, when you open a gym, your job changes. You go from coach or trainer to gym owner. And even up through farmer phase, like being a gym owner means that you're also doing other stuff. Hopefully all of your tasks are above your effective hourly rate. But even through the growth phase in two-brand business, like you're learning how to market, you're learning how to sell, you're learning advertising, you're learning referrals. And so your effective hourly rate or your job description might not quite actually be CEO yet. You might think of yourself as like the general manager of your gym. But when you reach tinker phase, you have to think of yourself as a CEO. And that means that our job pivots from doing to thinking. For me, it's always helped to think of myself as a mental athlete. Now, some people don't actually struggle with this. My friend John Franklin, who's the CMO of Two Brain Business, once described me as somebody who values hard work while he values outcomes. And he's not wrong. John looks at a problem and says, what is the ideal outcome? And then as soon as he gets that outcome, he just keeps that outcome going with minimal work. Me, being raised on a farm and spending 20 years hustling and grinding in the fitness industry, I want to see people working. And when you're in tinker phase, you do want to see your staff working. But sometimes we think, like, man, our staff is lazy because they don't work as hard as we do. And then we think, geez, I'm lazy if I'm not hustling hard and setting the example. And so all these feelings of guilt, this misplaced sense of value on the work, you know, we value more work instead of better work. All these things work together to create this sense that I am not doing enough, or I'm going to look bad, or my staff thinks it's okay to not work hard because they see me not working hard. So the framework that I've promised you is called the mental athlete. And really at this job, as CEO, your job is to create the best mental athlete you can. And that's, you know, your job is to think. So what do you do to create the best mental athlete, the best thinker possible? There's a few things. Number one, you exercise every day. Number two, you control your intake of sugar and caffeine. Number three, you probably meditate. Number four, you do some zone one or some flow state activity, right? Activity that isn't exercise. And then you sit down and you write out your thoughts, right? You think through writing, or you podcast, or you send notes to your team, and you iterate and iterate and iterate on your ideas until you find, like, okay, I'm bored of this, it's not going to work, or okay, I've iterated on it, but there's problems I can't solve, I'm going to save this for later, or I've iterated on it until it's absolutely clear and it's something that I can take action on. This is how you prepare yourself as a mental athlete. Now, the type of exercise that you do, it's up to you. The type of mental challenges that you do, crosswords, chess, that's up to you. The type of activity that you do to get into flow state, that's up to you. But it's your job to figure out what is optimal for you. You might have to be your own coach here, but you need to develop the skills of a mental athlete. Now, there are cognitive skills, of course, there are decision-making skills, but there are also leadership skills, and there are confidence skills that you need to build. And these are all the skills in the toolbox of a mental athlete. A lot of people think that, you know, leadership skills are not internal, but they are. The real challenge with leadership is deciding what to do and then having the courage to take action on it and forgiving yourself when things go wrong and giving yourself permission to make mistakes, but having the discipline to not make the same mistakes twice. And all those five aspects of leadership that I just mentioned are mental skills. They are not skills that you will learn from books. They are not skills that you will get from feedback. They will not evolve with taking courses. They'll evolve through iteration and practice. But more than anything else, you have to be able to make the mental leaps to have the courage to make mistakes. A lot of leadership is in your head. And that, again, is like why you're thinking of yourself as a mental athlete. Now, you're going to need to explain this to your spouse. You're going to need to explain this to your staff. And the reason is that you need to feel comfortable with being this mental athlete. You need to feel comfortable in being in the CEO's chair. The reality is, they probably don't need your explanation, but you need the explanation because you are iterating on teaching yourself the CEO role. They are probably not paying attention to how much time you spend on your bicycle, but you think they are, and so you feel like you need to explain it to them, and so you should. Explain it to them is explaining it to yourself. So I like to think of myself as a mental athlete. That means I get up every day and I get everything out of my head. I clear the logjam. I do the work at 5:30. I do one thing to grow my business before I do anything else, and that's usually writing or creating something. I keep working until it's time for breakfast, so usually an hour. And then I have a breakfast that's mostly protein with maybe some fruit. And I work until about 9, and then I work out. Some days it's zone 2. When I have a lot of meetings and I need to focus my mind, I'll do zone 2 work. Then I'll work after my bike ride from 10 until about lunchtime. I'll have lunch, and that's usually when I start my meetings. So the most important work that I do all day, I promise you, is not in these meetings. Even with a company that's worldwide with over 50 staff on different continents, even with such an amazing team that I have right now, even with so much always seeming like on the line and massive pressure, the most important work that I do is the stuff that I do when I'm by myself, and it's the work that's in my head. And so if I'm going to cut down a tree and I've got 6 hours to do it, I'm going to spend 4 hours sharpening the axe. And that's what I mean by training to be a mental athlete. So thank you, Tyler, for this amazing question of what do I do with my spare time? The answer is you train yourself to be a better CEO. And that requires a lot of preparation before the actual action. If you need to be really at your best as a CEO for 2 hours a day, you're probably going to have to train 3 hours a day every single day of the week to do that. It doesn't come naturally. It doesn't come with the money. It doesn't come with experience. It doesn't come with promotion or titles or success or wealth. It doesn't come when you hire staff to work beneath you and manage your business. It doesn't come when you print new business cards that say CEO on them. It comes with training. You need to train yourself to be the CEO, and that is what you're doing in your free time.